of the most difficult, complicated sugyas in all the sections of Schiras, of renting property, renting personal property, renting real estate, hiring workers. Most difficult and complicated topics is the question of, if the work doesn't get done, if the contract doesn't wind up being fulfilled by both sides through no fault of anybody, an act of God, an onus happens, it can't get done. In the case of the worker, the question is the worker still entitled to get paid? He didn't do the work, but it wasn't his fault. Something went wrong. He was hired to water a field, and the field flooded overnight. So he can't do it, but not his fault. Is he entitled to ask? And it's nobody's fault. Is he entitled to ask for his salary? In our simon, the question is, a person rented a ship to carry cargo. The ship sank. So let's say the case of Sfina Stam V'Yayin Zeh. Any ship is acceptable. The person providing the ship can fulfill his contract by providing any ship. The person providing the wine doesn't have the wine anymore. So it's Yayin Zeh, it was a specific cargo of wine. He can't fulfill his end of the contract. So he has to pay at least half. He has to pay at least for the part of the trip he went on. The question is, does he have to pay the entire trip? Does he have to pay even for the part of the trip that never occurred? The ship owner is saying, I'm here. I have a ship. I have another ship. I'm ready to provide you another ship. So that's Machlokes Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch and Ramah bring two opinions. The Shulchan Aruch says, the first shita is the Rif in the Rambam that says that in the case of Sfina Stam and Yayin Zeh, the cargo guy, the Yayin guy, he has to pay for the entire trip. Since the ship owner is ready and prepared to fulfill his contract, he's entitled to get money for the whole trip. The Ramah brings the shita of the Bali Tosfos. Some of the Bali Tosfos themselves have a Machlokes about it. Rama brings a different sheet, the Einar Nosin Lo Elas Chirus Mechatzia Dera, that you're not entitled to get what you didn't do. Even in the best case scenario, most tilted in favor of the ship owner. He said Sfina Stam, he can provide another ship, he has another ship, he's bringing another ship in, he's ready to go. Nevertheless, another guy can't fulfill his part of the contract. It doesn't matter. You can't get paid. You're not entitled to get paid for work you didn't do, for a service you didn't provide. That sounds like the same rule we just said by workers. If a worker can't work, he doesn't get paid for what he didn't do, in spite of the fact that it's not his fault. In spite of the fact that he's here, he's ready to work, he has his tools, he's all ready to go, and for some reason the work can't be done, he's not entitled to get paid. The first shita, the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the Rif, we have to understand why it's different from the case of the worker. The case of the worker, he doesn't work, he doesn't get paid. The case of the ship, if you're prepared with your ship, then you're going to get paid. That's a question that Achronim deal with. One third case, just to round out the cases I want to discuss tonight, one third case, which we've touched on in the past, concerns real estate, renting real estate. We had a case, we didn't actually learn this case in Shulchan Aruch, this case for some reason ended up in the laws of Poelim, of laborers, but there's a machlokas there between the Rashba and the Maram of Rattenberg, a case where somebody leased a home for a year. So he had a contract committed to lease for a year. In the middle of the year, 6 months in, let's say, the tenant died. So the landlord wanted the estate to continue paying rent we have a contract for a year. And the heirs, the estate said, no, we don't want to pay anymore. The lease was for the tenant. The tenant is not here. We have no need for it. We don't live here. We have our own homes. We don't need this house. So we don't need it. So we don't want to pay. And the landlord said, well, you rented it for a year. You're committed. You have to pay me for everything. I'm here. I have a house. I'm ready to give you whatever I contracted to do. So here we have Machlokes Rishonim, different Rishonim, Rashba and Maram. Rashba says you're entitled to get paid for the whole year. You have a contract. You're ready to live up to it. He's not. That's his problem. He's dead. You know, the state can't provide the tenant. That's their problem. And Maram says no. Maram says the lease is not going forward. The house is not being used. The landlord is not entitled, it's nobody's fault, but the landlord is not entitled to get paid. Landlord is not entitled to get paid for the portion of the term that the property wasn't used. So again, that sounds like a very similar machlokas to the Rishonim here. The same way over here we find the Rif and the Rambam say the ship owner is entitled to get paid for the duration of the journey because he's here with the ship ready to go. It's not his, and the other guy doesn't need it, can't use it. And there too, the homeowner is here with the house, the Achronim say. He's ready to provide the house. The house is here. It's ready to be lived in. Just the tenant can't provide tenancy. It doesn't need it. So the Achronim say it sounds like a similar case, a similar question in the Rishonim. So in order to understand why these cases are the same or not the same, what the potential differences are, we have to drill down a little deeper into trying to understand what the svaras are in each of these cases. So, Tosis already, the Bali Tosis in Bava Metziah and Tess, which is the sugya that we're learning about the boat and the wine, Tosis, as we mentioned earlier, brings two opinions as to whether, in the case of Sfina Stam V'Yayin Zeh, where the Sfina guy has the upper hand because he's here with the ship and he's ready to live up to his end of the contract, and the Yayin guy is not, can't, because it said Yayin Zeh and the Yayin is gone. So Tosis brings two opinions, the Rivam and the Rivan, with a Nun or a Mem, about whether the tenant has to pay. The Gemara says the tenant has to pay, but the Shaila is, does it mean half or the whole thing? So Tosis brings two opinions. Tosis asks, from the case I mentioned earlier of workers, Tosis says, in the case of the workers, if the worker can't do the job because of an act of God, the case he brings is where he hired workers and then it rained, so he doesn't need irrigation anymore, so the worker does not get paid. So why over here do some Rishonim hold that the ship owner is entitled to get paid? The ship owner is analogous to the worker there who's prepared and ready to provide his service under the contract. The client, the customer, doesn't need it. So why in one case do we say the customer can say, nobody's fault, but you're not getting paid because I don't need your services, in the case of the worker? And in the case of the ship, we say the ship owner's here, he's entitled to get everything he was promised under the contract. Tosafot says the difference is, Tirutz Rivan, that in the case of the worker, they didn't really lose anything. The worst case scenario, they lost a day's work. That's it. But no loss of capital, no loss of principal. So they're not entitled to get paid for what they didn't do. Here he says the ship owner lost a ship. A ship is an expensive capital item, so he is entitled to get paid for the remainder of the journey.
Wine lost his wine too.
Yeah, okay, that's true. He lost his wine also. He can argue that that you lost the ship, you lost the wine, so we both lost money. So, and Bechlal, as far as hard to understand, like, what is it? It's Rachmanis, and the Torah feels bad for you because we lost your ship, so we decided to kind of give you a consolation prize of charging for a service that you didn't do. You know, what really is the svara? So it's not entirely clear. The Chazon Ish has an interesting idea, which might answer both the question I'm raising, perhaps as well as the Reis Sussman's point. The Chazon Ish is masbir that what Tosis means is that Matam, he says, what's the reason for this in the first place? So he says that whenever you pay rental, he says. But today, you know, we'll often require when you rent a car, so the agency will often require you to provide insurance on top of that. Either liability and or collision insurance in case something happens to the car. Or they'll tell you that you're chayav for anything that happens to the car. In halacha, you're not always chayav. In the case of the ship here, you're generally not going to be chayav for the ship. Assuming it was an onus, a renter is not typically obligated. We discussed, and that's Hilcha Shomrim, but the general halacha is that a renter will not typically be obligated for an act of God, for destruction of the rented property, assuming he wasn't negligent. So therefore, the Chazon Ish says, in such an arrangement, he doesn't spell it out in such detail, but he basically says, any time a tenant pays rent for something, included in that rent he's paying is a portion which essentially goes toward sort of insurance, compensating the owner for the risk he's taking that something might happen to the property while it's being used. It says the Chazon Ish, if nothing happens, and there's even though, you know, normally insurance is paid, you pay up front, and whatever happens later, the arrangement here, the Chazon Ish learns, is that if nothing happens to the ship, then it's enough that you pay for the service that was provided, not for the duration of the trip. But if something actually happened, then it makes sense that we should charge you the second half of the fee also, because the fee anyway was intended somewhat to cover the cost of loss. So if there was loss, it makes sense that we should then pay the fee. I don't understand it fully. If the loss happened in the first part of the trip, why is it so mistaver that you should pay the fee for the second half of the trip?
Or half, you're saying half.
Well, everyone agrees you pay half. The question is whether you pay the second half or not, and the Chazon Ish, and Tosafot says it depends whether something happened to the ship or not, and we don't even care what happened to the wine, and the Chazon Ish is explaining it's some kind of idea of insurance, that part of the reason you're paying in the first place, you know, it's only a portion of the fee probably, but somehow the fact that the fee is taking into account some kind of insurance or premium for the risk that the ship owner is undertaking, it makes more sense that you should be held liable for that in the case where the thing actually was destroyed in a case where it wasn't. I'm not going to get further into this far. I'm not sure I fully understand it. I'm not sure how satisfying it is. But in any event, that's the somewhat mysterious shita of the Rivan, that the reason for the shita of the Mechaber, that says that the ship owner, unlike the case of the worker, pays the whole, it gets the whole rent when he's ready to provide his ship, when he's ready to live up to his part of the deal, is because somehow that's related to the fact that he lost the ship, he lost his capital.
Couldn't you argue just simply that if I'm taking your merchandise on my ship, had I never taken my ship out, it would have sank by definition. Whereas by the employee, when he goes there, that doesn't have any effect at all on the rain at all. Couldn't you just say that that's a very simple difference right there?
And therefore what?
Because in that case, it was your journey that in essence caused my ship to sink.
So there's more of a svara you should be liable again for the... You think with toes as far as...
Well, of saying that you have to
pay... And it was machmas malacha, so to speak, and the loss of the ship, it was...
I lost my ship. That's the thing. That's the
even though I'm not sky for the ship, but it makes more sense, you're saying, that I should
it's
pay...
It's sort of like, it was almost like mazacha garments. I don't know how exactly we apply that, but you could make...
Perhaps. I have to think about it further, but perhaps you could say it.
Yep. Would it make a difference if the journey hasn't started yet, but they just made the agreement, they finalized the agreement, but the journey hasn't started yet, or is he asked to actually go somewhat into the journey?
I don't know. I don't think it would necessarily make a difference in this case, but I'm not sure. I'd have to work it out. I'm not 100% sure offhand. I don't think it would make a difference, but I'd have to...
That's what the field sounds like, different than the ship.
Because the field they didn't start, and here they started. Yeah, potentially right. I guess that's what... Potentially could be some chiluk like that. That's not what most of the posts can say, but maybe there will be some room for a chiluk like that. That's one explanation of this sheet of the Shulchan Aruch that you pay the entire rent even though the service wasn't provided. A different approach is taken by the Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim argues that there's a whole different hesber of this sheet of the Rishonim, nothing to do with Tosas as far of the Rivan of Hifzit Tzvina. So Machne Ephraim says that he says Gedolei HaRishonim, meaning the Rif and the Rambam and others, disagree with the Rivan and the Rivan. The Rivan and the Rivan both say that it's like workers at Be'etzim, you shouldn't be entitled to compensation for what you didn't do, except for this new svara of Avad Tzvina. So these other Rishonim say that in general, a worker who's here and is able to, and a worker who's here and saying, I'm ready to do my job, and it's your fault, you balabayas, you can't provide me the work, a worker really is entitled to pay to compensation. Even a worker who didn't lose anything is entitled to compensation for work he didn't do. We'll get back to the Gemara in a minute, but he says, for example, one case was, there was a fellow who agreed to teach a child, Torah or something, and the child unfortunately died. The worker is entitled to his full compensation. He could say, I'm here, I'm ready to teach. You don't have the kid I'm supposed to teach. Not my problem. He has another case like that, similar cases. What about a worker? So why is a worker different? So So you have to read the Machne Ephraim more carefully to try to understand why the classic case of the worker in the irrigation case is different. Why is the case where the field gets all wet? Why is that different from the case where the kid dies and the worker can say, I'm here, I'm ready to work, you can't provide me with a kid to teach. Why that's different from the case of the wet field? I think the Machne Ephraim is learning that the even though the worker himself is tools, he's here, but the I'm not sure. I didn't read this point over as carefully as I would have liked to. How the Machne Ephraim explains why that's different, but the Machne Ephraim basically learns that the Ikar LaHalacha in these cases of ships or even workers in certain cases is that a worker is entitled without any svar of Abed Svinah, so the worker is entitled to pay even though he didn't work, even without Abed Svinah, so and the case of the Gemara is different. Let's read what he says. He has several different discussions of the. Right, at one point he says, that which Tosas in the Rush brought a raya, that the worker's potter. He says that's different because he says, in that case he says, the same way the worker, it's difficult to understand exactly what he means, but he says, the same way the worker can say, I know how come, I'm here and ready to work. Baal Bayis can play the same game. He can tell the poel, I have a field, go water it. You can't, I mean, it's wet already, that's your problem. That somehow he feels in that case, they're more equal. Either one of them can say, I'm here. Neither one can actually do the work, but the... In that case, we don't look at it as a balabai's problem. We look at it as can have both of their problems. Why? I'm not sure. Why is the case of a wet field not the Balabais' problem unequivocally? I'm not entirely sure. He goes on and he says a little bit later, which is a different svara. The first one I don't fully understand. A little bit later, which is a different svara. He says that in the case of the worker, he says, in general, the stipulation is explicit that he says, I'm hiring you al manashi asul malacha. I'm hiring you if and only if you wind up doing the work. I'm not sure if he means explicitly that's how the cases of poelim typically were, or that's somehow the understanding, the default understanding of a poel, that the somehow in that case, the understanding is it's only if you do the work. If you don't do the work, even though it's nobody's fault, you don't get paid. Masha Enkin, he says, rentals of animals or kalim, it's more like a sale. That it's not if you do the work, if the service is provided, if the property is provided, then I'll pay you. It's more, I'm buying the right to use this. I have it. The transaction is over. It's not based on whether the service, whether the use of the property or the service is eventually done. It's more like a sale right away. Whatever happens afterwards, it's not nogeh. Nothing to do with Avot Svinaso. But again, this is basically the Shita, the Machne Ephraim, and based on certain Rishonim, it's nothing to do with Avot Svinaso, but rather that Be'etzem, the person who is, insofar as we look at it as a sale, we discussed several times, insofar as we look at it as a sale of the property, he's entitled to get it regardless of whether he provides the actual service. One last point, we're just running out of time, is what happens in a case where the ship didn't sink, in a case where the ship is still intact and ready to go, and the other guy lost his wine, the wine fell off, or the wine was stolen, but the ship is still here, didn't sink at all. Is that better or worse than the case where the ship sank? Chazon Ish says that according to that, when the ship is still intact, if you go based on the Rivan, the only reason you're entitled to get all the schar for the whole journey is because you lost the ship. If you didn't lose the ship, then L'kuli Alma, you're not entitled to get paid for the whole journey. And L'kuli Alma, you would only get half the schar. In the case of the tenant who died, in the case of the estate in Shinlam and Dalad, then L'kuli Alma, Chazon Ish says you shouldn't be able to collect rent for the second half. It could be because the bias is still there. The bias was never destroyed. Other Akharim say just the opposite. The Sefer Yeshua, as well as the Minchas Pitim or Meir Arik, say Pung Faker. They say, they don't pay so much attention to the Rivan, they say that the only reason there's a Shaila Bechlal, the only reason the Rishonim argue at all in the case of the ship, is because the ship sank, and it's not exactly the same ship, then maybe he shouldn't be entitled, even though he can bring a new ship. He said Sfinas Dam, he can bring a new ship. It's not the same ship, so maybe he's not entitled to collect the second half of the journey. Masha Enkein, when the same house, the same ship is here, and was never destroyed, then they want to say L'kuli Alma, you're here with your original ship, with your original house. Then Avada, they want to say L'kuli Alma, you're providing the service. If Schiris Yomemkaru, you're entitled to collect the entire Schiris since your original house and your original Sfina is still here.